Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. GEICO.com.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, here's Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, minus Fritzy. Hope he's feeling better and hope we have him back in service tomorrow. Reggie Miller will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. A few things to talk to Reg about, including the memorial service to commemorate Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other seven who died in that helicopter crash back in January 26th, and it will take place at Staples Center. It's a chance for an entire city to come together and mourn. And Los Angeles sports fans sometimes get a bad rap. They arrive late, they leave early, that whole thing, but you can't question their love for the Lakers, for Kobe Bryant. Just like Magic Johnson, Kobe's part of the fabric of that city. Beloved by so many, and they're going to put 20,000 in Staples Center, and that won't be even enough because you could probably triple that if you wanted to get. You'd probably get close to 80,000 requests, I believe. So many people in Southern California who loved Kobe Bryant still feel surreal that he's gone. So the people in Los Angeles and sports fans across the country continue to mourn. Today is the day to show Kobe's family just how much he meant to that community and to a sport and to a country. R.I.P. Kobe and your daughter and the other seven who died in that helicopter crash. Yeah, you start, it's still surreal. When I watch these games, there'll be like tribute games. I watched a good portion of the 81-point game. I watched a good portion of the 60-point final game of his career. And you just see the smile on his face when he was around his daughter and what they were starting, you know, the beginning, the embryonic stages of that relationship and his other daughters, those poor people who were in that helicopter who died as well. So, you know, it's sad. And I know it's supposed to be sort of a celebration of life with Kobe, but you can't help but think about his death. And the 20,000 people there, hopefully it's cathartic for you as well. Because, you know, I said this that day, that Monday when I came in. I said, there's no handbook, there's no guidebook that says this is how you do a show after something tragic happens. And you just sort of, you're just honest. And that was the approach we had. I didn't tell the Danettes what my approach was that day. I just said, let's just do it. Let's just do our best. And hopefully that's good enough. But I think trying to show awareness, sensitivity, talk about the good things, positive things. Because when you dwell on that negative, one of the first things I thought of is that all-star jersey that we have in the man cave that we're showing right now on Audience Channel 239 in BR Live, that he signed that all-star jersey, and it's hanging here in the man cave. But a lot of great memories. He squeezed a lot into his life, that's for sure. So we'll talk to Reggie Miller coming up. By the way, Zion had another great performance. Lakers beat the Celtics with LeBron. He's fade away there. Yes, he.
What is Kobe? He signed it. Did he sign it to the White Mamba?
Yes.
On there?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then,
yes.
It's usually most guys sign best wishes. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Well, I think the people from Adidas helped us with that. And he signed it. And I think they said, well, what jerseys do you want? And I was like, I don't, you know, give me LeBron in there. I think Derrick Rose is in there. Mari Stoudemire is in there for some reason. Kevin Love is in there. And they said, well, what do you want them to sign? You know, I said, tell Kobe to sign it to the White Mamba.
He must have been laughing.
Yeah, well, he listened to the show, and he certainly listened whenever we had Reggie on, and, well, he had a sense of humor about it. I appreciated that. All right, best and worst of the weekend. We spent some time talking to David Ayres. He's the he works for the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's the former Zamboni driver and made his debut over the weekend and played for Carolina, even though he's employed by Toronto, and he ended up getting the win for helping Carolina beat Toronto. He joined us last hour. Mike Florio, and trying to help us understand, is there going to be a 17-game schedule? There will be. The problem has been all along, it's a foregone conclusion there was going to be a 17-game schedule. This is the only bargaining chip. Like, this is an unbelievable bargaining chip for the players. But you got to get it right, because what's it been? 1978, the last time we changed the schedule? That's 42 years that we've gone a 16-game schedule. You're going to 17? That's a big deal. And the players got to get it right. We talked about the Tyson Fury knockout over Deontay Wilder, and it was the right decision by his corner. Now, you know, if you're going to throw in the towel, live to see another day. Live to see another fight. And at that age, and you take that kind of punishment, there's certain fights that never leave a boxer. I still believe, unfortunately, in my heart of hearts, that the rope-a-dope, when George Foreman was just punishing Ali on the ropes, it stayed with him. Like, and there are certain fights, certain punches, certain results that just stay with you. You don't want that to happen to Deontay Wilder. And if you're going to try to get a third fight in there, then throw in the towel. Because your fighter was in trouble, I think, after the third round. Tyson Fury is a lot of fun, though, man. He is a lot of fun. This is what you want. You want somebody who is must-see TV. You know, Anthony Joshua may look like he's out of a superhero movie, but there's no tune-in factor. You know, Ruiz, you tuned in because you go, all right, that guy's out of shape. He's a novelty there. Deontay Wilder, all right, has a personality, but he's 34. You know, even Klitschko. Klitschko looked like he could have been in a Rocky movie, and he was great, but there was nothing exciting about him. Only if he fought his brother, that would have been interesting. Right? That's about it. Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, at the time, those who were around that sport, and I was around that sport probably more than I wanted to be, knew that Mike Tyson did not want to fight Lennox Lewis. Held off for years fighting Lennox Lewis. And there's a reason. Lennox Lewis was boringly great. Like, I mean, he was a wonderful person to be around. He was just efficiently great. There just wasn't any. He had a unique look. He had his accent there, but there was nothing. You know, people just were like, okay, Mike Tyson, unless he knocks him out in the first round, is not going to win this. But when's the last time you went, man, I know who the heavyweight champ of the world is? You do now with Tyson Fury. Let me see. Any other headlines here? Mention. Oh, the combine is going on today. I guess there's some new drills for TV. Are we going to have the fastest 40 turned in here in history, McLovin?
Possibly. Henry Ruggs, Alabama receiver.
Yes.
People are saying he can fly. He only weighs 188 pounds, so that's set up pretty good, right?
Well, usually it helps if you only weigh 188 that you can fly. It's when you weigh 188 and you can't fly. Then chances are that might come back and haunt you. Yeah, Paul.
As any position, what position do you think speed is least important of the skill positions? Because it seems like there's a lot of wide receivers who don't run great 40 times and they made great players. Physical guys. Dez Bryant wasn't the fastest.
Well, I would say, is quarterback your 40?
It's becoming more important.
But I don't care what your 40 is. I want you to be able to escape. And I think it's more of a your 10 time or 15 yards. That to me is where you get out of the pocket, get away from a defensive player, you can get out of bounds, or you can slide. If it takes you a little time to get into top-end speed, you know, you might get hit. And I think that would be important for me. Corners, you got to be able to run. What other skill position? Tight end? Feels like tight ends, that speed is now becoming even more important. Because you're not a blocker. It's like you're a receiver who's a blocker. Like George Kittle is a throwback because he's a really good blocker as a tight end. But he can run. Yeah, McLovin.
Feels like there are a lot more human beings who are 6'5", 250, a tight end, who run like a 4'6". Like, there were none of them when I was growing up. And now every team's got like two.
So human beings as opposed to who? You made it seem like somebody else plays the position. You went, you know, a lot of human beings who are.
Well, right. I don't know what the rules are these days. You're right. I don't think
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
But Kellen Winslow never, he back in the day, he was the best tight end in the 80s.
But he wasn't a true tight end.
And he never looked physically intimidating. He was just a little taller than the wide receiver.
And Tony Gonzalez the same way. Shannon Sharp looked like a tight end, but he could run. I mean, it goes back to there are other guys who could run at that position. It's just, it felt like Belichick said, you know, I can really get an advantage here if my tight ends can beat your linebacker. And you had Gronk and you had Hernandez. And his deep weapons were his tight ends. And then everybody, it felt like, fell in line with him and went, oh, my God, we can get an athletic guy at tight end and use him as our feature guy. Or have him go down the field. Yeah. All right, so the combine's going on, and of course, hand size. We started out with breaking news about hand size with the quarterbacks because that apparently is really, really important. Wouldn't you think hand size would be important for wide receivers? When's the last time you heard somebody say, you know, you got big hands? Like the kid from Alabama, Ruggs, big hands. I don't know if anybody goes, oh, my God, my receiver's got big hands. What if your receiver has small hands? But that quarterbacking position, you better have big hands here. Yeah, Steve.
But don't you kind of want Ruggs more now? You're like, dang, this dude's got massive hands.
I do, but nobody talks about the receiver's hand size. I don't know what DK Metcalf's hand size are.
Ooh, they're probably jacked. His hands are jacked.
Does anybody have, like, 11s? Does anybody have, like, hands that say, like, Rawlings on it? It's just this huge, it's like a glove. Baseball glove? Yeah, Paul.
When the wide receivers at the combines do drills, do they have gloves on or no gloves?
I think they have gloves on.
Would you test them with no gloves because then it's more of a test of their hands? Or would you test them with gloves because that's real?
Well, you're going to be playing with gloves.
And hands.
Yeah, but if I have the gloves on, my hands are a whole lot better.
But I think I could tell someone's talent more if they catch the ball well without gloves.
Well, how well do you think Odell Beckham Jr. can catch a football?
He's worse with two hands than one hand. I know that.
Yeah.
He's got huge hands, I believe.
But do you see that story where the Patriots could trade for him? The Patriots have been enamored with OBJ for how long? A couple of years now. When he was with the Giants. And now, what are you going to trade for him? I don't think he's with the team next year. It just feels like Odell Beckham is elsewhere. Depending on what you could get for him. But if I'm the Patriots and I'm going to bring back Tom Brady, I'm going to get a tight end, and I'm going to get a wide receiver. Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, we have the biggest hand size in combine history.
Okay.
He's a player who was actually very impactful this year. He's a defensive lineman. Played in the Super Bowl.
DeForest Buckner.
Yes. 11, tied for the biggest ever at 11 and three quarters. And then he's tied with Gossard, Chehalis, and then J.J. Watt, I think, is above 11. So there you go.
Yes, sir.
Just to update that DK Metcalf story, Dan, yeah. I have his hand size.
Okay.
Like, he was 9 7/8.
Oh.
Massive hands. Not the biggest hands, though, last year. The biggest hands I could find from last year at, yeah, again, probably 10 2/8.
Well, that's it?
I think that's 10 1/4.
From 10 and a quarter.
I don't understand
ten
this.
10 2/8, Riley Ridley.
Like, when they say, like, 9 4/8, like, I don't understand what, I wasn't good at math, but that doesn't seem like that.
It's just kind of easy to keep it all uniform.
Yeah.
I get it. I kind of appreciate it, actually.
Football guys don't convert things from one thing to another. They don't do that.
Yeah, but they always want to have their own terminology, now their own math. What about us people who really struggled with math?
We need help.
I think they're helping us, actually.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So 9 4/8?
Yeah, because now you're not like, wait a minute, what's bigger? A quarter or 3/8?
Where do you stand on 5/8?
That's the mystery.
Yeah. Yes, McLennan.
I'd say one more combine story. Everyone's heating up is the Joe Burrow does his interviews, I think, tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And Cincinnati and Burrow's become the number one combine story.
9 a.m. tomorrow, Joe Burrow. Are we going to do live coverage of Joe Burrow?
Wall to wall.
How does he approach that?
I'm going to guess he's vague. But, now, okay, if he's vague tomorrow, I don't want to hear from you, Bengal fans. I don't want to hear from you because I've certainly heard from you prior to this. He's been vague. He's had a month to prepare for this day tomorrow when he meets with the media, and they're going to say, Joe, let's just – do you want to be a Bengal? Just yes or no. Do you want the Bengals to take you, yes or no?
Who wouldn't want to be a Bengal?
No, I said yes or no, Joe.
That's always been the dream.
That's it. No.
Yes or on casual.
Do you want to be a Bengal?
Absolutely. That'd be super for anyone. Who wouldn't?
It's a yes or no. You can't say another one. If you do, then I have to smack you.
I would like to think that
smack.
If I was available and the Bengals were.
All right. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Man, I get sidetracked. I got to get Reggie Miller here. So we'll take a break. And then right before Reg, we can do best and worst. Or after Reg, we'll do best and worst of the weekend. All right. We'll take a break. Coming up on 16 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
I'm feeling great.
We have staff in the house tonight.
Yes, we do, man. Unbelievable, man. Tight. About to go off, dude.
We ready to do this stuff?
Ready to rock, man.
Ready to rock,
man. Hey, guys. Ready to roll. Mike, you ready?
Ready. Ready. Listen free to Hot Bachman, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. Once again, it's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. Geico.com.
Best and worst of the weekend. We'll have that for you coming up. NBA season continues to roll on. NBA League Pass has you covered. Watch live out-of-market games anytime, anywhere. NBA League Pass. Visit NBA.com or the NBA app to subscribe today. He's Reggie Miller. Reg will be on the call for the Blazers-Pacers. That'll be coming up Thursday at 8 Eastern on TNT, along with the award-winning Kevin Harlan and Kristen Ledlow. Reg joins us now. I don't know what the feeling is like in Los Angeles today, Reg. This celebration of life with Kobe and his daughter at Staples. What kind of feeling do you think it's going to be like there?
Well, I think it's a chance for especially the L.A.-based fans, the ones who followed Kobe's journey as well as his daughter's, it's a chance for them to say goodbye. This is a very difficult thing to navigate because Kobe he was part of the people. He was a people's person, and this is a chance for them to not only pay their respects but to celebrate the young man that he was when he came to them when he was 17 or 18, and then tragically left us at such a young age. So I'm sure it'll be a little bit therapeutic for a lot of people. I know they're expecting a lot of people. But I think this is a good chance for people to say their goodbyes. People here are still processing this loss here. It's because, you know, I go through days where you just shake your head because you cannot believe it. Here it's a little bit different. I don't know where it is around the rest of the country, but here it's just people are still a little bit in a fog or a daze because they still just can't come to grips that Kobe is gone.
On the basketball floor, who was better offensively of anybody you were around?
That I've ever played against?
Yeah. Like, where does he fit into that conversation?
Oh, I would say if him and Michael would probably be my two. Him, Michael, and Mitch Richmond were probably my three worst guys that I've ever had to go against.
Hmm.
All pose different challenges. At that shooting guard position, Kobe was so complete. He was a mirror image of MJ, in my opinion. Both strong, quick, athletic. The Rock, Mitch Richmond, was a little bit more physical, had a little bit more of a better post-up game. But those three were probably my toughest covers throughout my 18-year career.
Yeah, because, you know, there's one thing. There's a lot of guys who have a lot of talent, but then there's that little gene or characteristic that they want to kill you. And, you know, we saw that with Jordan. I'm sure Bird had that as well. I don't know if Magic had it. Isaiah at times had it. Like, but Kobe, it felt like that was on all the time. It's like a nightlight that was always on, and he couldn't turn it off.
I try to tell people all the time, Michael and Kobe, they wanted to embarrass you in front of your family and friends. They didn't care. And it was almost like they were missing that care gene, right? They couldn't sympathize with you. And Kobe was very much the same way MJ was. A little bit different away from the court. Once you kind of got to know them a little bit, but on the court, never showed you their cards at all.
Yeah, I hope it's cathartic for Laker fans because this is, as you said, like you can't be in Los Angeles without feeling something, seeing something, talking to somebody, and the fact that Vanessa and those three little girls are going to be there today, and I hope it's in some ways cathartic for them as well. But, you know, I love the numerology that you have 2 for Gianna and 24 for Kobe, and you know, to be able to celebrate life, which will be very difficult, but,
And everywhere you drive around here and go, there's billboards, there's murals, there's paintings, there's your posters, there's billboards, all for Kobe and Gigi. And let's say this, too, and for the other sevens that was lost as well, because we can't forget about them. So I think this is a celebration really for all 9 people that were on that helicopter. And it's a chance in some small way for some people just to say goodbye or to tell a story or to have a brief encounter you may have had with one of these 9 people. It's a chance for you to say thank you. You know, we praise and we will honor you. We will continue your legacy, whatever that may have been for, you know, any one of these 9 people, but it's just a great chance, you know, to hug one another. And, you know, while people are here, we need to be a little bit more accepting and appreciate people here, you know, because it happened so sudden. A lot of people didn't get a chance to really tell Kobe, Gigi, or these other 9 people goodbye or what they felt. I think it's been a reality check for people to start looking at people that are in the present, in the know now, and tell people how much you appreciate them while they're on God's green earth.
Reggie Miller on the call, the Hall of Famer. He's got the game Thursday night. Blazers, Pacers. Did you watch the fight?
Oh, who didn't? Yes, I did. I was a little surprised. I thought Tyson would end up winning, but I didn't think he was going to beat him down like that. I really didn't.
You know what people forget is he's actually a better boxer than Deontay Wilder. Wilder is a puncher. Fury can punch you, but he's a pretty nimble guy for being that big. He's a good boxer.
And people didn't look, for those who don't follow the fight game, Tyson Fury's footwork.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned boxing. His footwork is phenomenal, and being able, because he knew one punch could end his day, right?
Yep.
So he was waiting for that overhand right by Deontay. But he jabbed him to death, broke his eardrum, threw off his equilibrium, and the rest was history.
And then licked his blood.
That was a little bizarre. That was a little crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, even for Tyson Fury, that was crazy. I think he just licked his blood.
But he's a showman, too, right?
My God.
I mean, he gets he starts every fight like the gladiators, you know, that whole chant. He's kind of like that, you know, get the crowd and you'll win your freedom. He got the crowd behind him. he came into this fight a star and he left a superstar. He is a superstar in the sport of boxing now. And I guess everyone wants to see him and Anthony Joshua. I think that's the next big fight, unless there is a rematch clause between Deontay and Tyson, but it was a good fight. I didn't think he was going to beat him down like that.
Yeah, and then to see him have his corner throw in the towel in the seventh round. Switching to some basketball, I was watching the Lakers and the Celtics yesterday. Jason Tatum is the star that nobody talks about. Now, he's getting a little bit more attention here, but it's that position that gives the Lakers problems. There's two things that I looked at yesterday. That talented three, that wing guy who can hurt you inside and outside, and also LeBron's free throw shooting is still an issue. After all these years, you got to make these free throws because you're going to have the ball in your hands, and do they have somebody who can shut down, lock down, at least contain one of those, you know, talented wing players? And I think that that's a big concern for the Lakers in how far they go in the postseason. Your thoughts?
And think about Boston as well, because you mentioned Tatum, but you also have Jaylen Brown and you also have Gordon Hayward. So you have three talented wing players that are all long, athletic, and can take you off the bounce. Tatum, the All-Star, has played phenomenal this past. I think he's averaged 30 points over the last, this past month. So
he's good, man.
He's very good. And now you can see why Danny Ainge and that Celtic Trust hung on to those assets in him, because he was going to be part of that Anthony Davis potentially being traded to Boston, where, Anthony Davis says, look, I'm not going to sign with Boston, and that's probably why it didn't happen. But here's the problem with the Celtics. It's not the Lakers. How are they going to solve that problem in Milwaukee? And that length. We talked about the three lengths that they have. Do they have enough to get past that length and the versatility of the Milwaukee Bucks? It's not the Lakers they're worried about. They better be worried about that Greek freak.
Well, also, the Raptors have been playing as good a basketball as anybody. They're 17-1 since the middle of January here, and not that they're the same as they were last year, but they are playing extremely well.
Championship DNA, right? Everyone keeps counting them out. Everyone's talking about Miami and Milwaukee, Boston, rightfully so. But at the end of the day, there's only one team that has the belt around their waist, and that's Toronto. And they have shown that. And through all the – they've had multiple injuries this year to key players, Lowry, Pascal Siakam, Serge Ibaka, and Nick Nurse, the head coach, has found ways to navigate this. These guys understand how to play well as a team, and they just pounded my Pacers last night into submission. I mean, it wasn't even close. So keep sleeping on Toronto, because Toronto could be one of those teams. I would not be surprised if they could upset Milwaukee again. Now, I know they don't have the great closer in Kawhi, but collectively as a team, they're as good as they get.
All right, if I said let's have a draft on the teams that will win the championship, I give you the first pick and I get the next two.
I'm going with Milwaukee.
Okay. So
and your next two would be?
I'm going to take the Lakers and the Clippers.
And then I would probably go with Toronto and Boston.
No, no, you don't get two picks. You get one.
I'll go with Toronto.
All right. So you got Toronto and Milwaukee. You got the East and I got the West winning the championship. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think the three best teams are Milwaukee and the two LA teams.
Okay.
But the problem is the two LA teams, only one can come out.
Well, I thought Joel Embiid is the best player in the world.
According to Joel.
But I thought he was saying that he's among the best players. I looked at the headline and I was like, is he really saying he's the best player? I don't have any problem if he says he's the best. Like, everybody's like,
me
oh,
either.
My God, he said he's the best player.
Me like, either. He's supposed to say that.
Yeah.
He's supposed to say that.
What if
yes,
he said, you know, I think I'm the 14th best player in the NBA? Like,
so
you thought
no
you were.
With him saying that.
You thought you were. I mean, if I said
it. I thought I was better. Look how dumb I thought I was better than George. How dumb am I? Michael who? I don't care. In reality, no. But look, if Philly wants to get back, and we thought Philadelphia was going to give Milwaukee a run this season for that best record in the Eastern Conference, they've got to get better on the road. And I know people are trying to, you know, tear Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. The first concern is the back of Ben Simmons and how long he'll be out. I know he's supposed to be getting an MRI. They don't know how long he'll be out.
Didn't he get hurt at the All-Star game, Reg?
He may have.
I think he fell, and it was kind of quiet that he got injured there. And now all of a sudden it's sort of, you know, being brought to light there. But I got another question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to understand why LeBron is not going to win the MVP, that it's going to be Giannis.
I think the top three will probably be Giannis, LeBron, and probably Luka. Luka's missed some time, but he's come back and hasn't missed a beat. Those will probably be the finalists.
LeBron, you know the last time LeBron won the MVP?
The year?
Yeah.
What, 6 or 7 years ago?
It was 2012, 2013. He was 28 the last time he won an MVP.
He is certainly deserving of the MVP this year.
Isn't that a bit? He's a great story. I know we love stories.
We do.
We've written a story on Westbrook. We've written a story on Harden. We've written a story on the Greek Freak. And now we can rewrite the story on LeBron James. He got tons of mileage. There's no load management. The guy is out there playing, leading the league in assists, and he has been he's been the best player on his own team. I as much as the Greek Freak, you can say he's the best player in basketball. I have no problem with that. But LeBron,
your better story
yes,
is LeBron.
Yes.
I can't fault anything you said right there.
Okay.
But if you're going strictly by numbers, you've got better numbers by Greek Freak, and he has the best record and has a chance to win 70 games.
I know.
That's a pretty good story as well. And you like LeBron, no load management, has played, 90% of the games this year, and brings it every day.
Do you know that LeBron has played 3 complete seasons of playoff basketball games? 239 playoff games. So when we say he's 35...
He's not really. He's really like 37, 38.
Yes, and he's doing this at a high level against guys who are 10 years younger than him.
Agreed.
I don't know. I love the story. We love the story. And speaking of which, Zion Williamson, did we underestimate Zion Williamson?
We did. You and I, we both did.
I did.
We thought, hey, pack it in, get ready, win the Rookie of the Year next year. But he has proved a lot of people, including myself, wrong.
Well, I just didn't. I wanted to maybe temper the expectations for him because it felt like they were unfair. And maybe I was trying to protect him in some way. I don't know. But I thought, you know what? If he puts up Julius Randle numbers of 20 and 10, that
right.
I would love that. And now it looks like 20 and 10. Come on. You know? You got to be kidding me.
I want him to get to the finish line. So there's still, 25-ish games to go.
Can he win the Rookie of the Year?
No. No. You just can't come in. He's only played a month's worth of games here. Ja Morant's been around since the end of October. So
I know. I just think, you know how you, I'm just throwing it out there, Rich.
He has the name. He has the name.
Ja Morant has the, he deserves it. Ja Morant has been great. And, yeah. But Zion, if he continues to do this for 20 more games.
And well, he won't play 20 more games because they will load manage him.
All right.
There's some back-to-backs left in there, so he won't play.
What if they make the playoffs and they beat Memphis out for that eighth spot?
Okay, now that's a different story. Now we can start talking. If they find a way to catch Memphis and make the playoffs, and he continues to play like this, Zion is our rookie of the year. I'm going with that.
All right. Reds will be on the call with Kevin Harlan, Kristen Ledlow. That'll be Thursday. It will be the Blazers and the Pacers. Reggie goes back home to Indiana.
I'm going back to Indiana. Indiana's where I'm from.
Where is your jersey? Where's your jersey in the building?
I believe it may be next to Uncle Mel Daniels.
Okay.
I know it's up there, yeah. Or Mr. Roger Brown. See, all is either Uncle Mel or Mr. Roger Brown. You got to respect your ABA elders. They paved the way for a lot of us.
Now, where is Travis Best uniform compared to yours?
It's somewhere in there. It's in a locker, like underneath by the
Austin Crozier's jersey.
You got a lot of jokes from my fellow teammates there, Theodore.
Yeah, and maybe if I put both Davis brothers together, maybe I would have had a complete player.
Well, I will say this. The Davis brothers.
They protected you.
Yes, they did. Rick Smith should be having his number retired up there. There's a lot of great Pacers players that numbers need to be in the rafters as well.
Didn't Travis Best score 81 points in a high school game?
He did.
Yeah.
He was Kobe before Kobe.
Ball hog. What's wrong with guys getting, like, record number assists in high school? You guys always got to score.
Let me ask you a question. In Dayton, Ohio, what was your career high
36.
Back in Dayton?
36 and 32 minutes.
That's it?
Well, I didn't play 32 minutes. I played less than that, and there was no three-point shot.
Okay, so did most of this come from outside? Or
of course it did. I was known as Mr. Outside in high school. I was Mr. Way Outside, Reg.
Okay. I'm just, hey.
No, it sounded
like. People want to know.
No, they know because I tell them all the time. Yeah, they know way too much. They know more than they want to. I'm Mr. Way Outside.
I like that, Mr. Way Outside. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Reg. All right. Reggie Aloysius Miller, Jr. the third. Take a break. Our best and worst of the weekend coming up next year. Dan Patrick Show.
Feeling great.
We got the snack in the house tonight.
Yes, we do, man. Unbelievable, man. Titans. About to go off, dude.
We ready to do this stuff?
Ready to rock, man.
Ready to rock,
camera yeah. Guys. Ready to roll. Mike, you ready?
Ready. Ready. Listen free to Hot Boxing, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Best and worst of the weekend. This best and worst of the weekend, David Ayers, what a story. Had a kidney transplant 15 years ago, now got to live out his childhood dream. Worst of the weekend, my Maple Leafs losing to a Zamboni driver from their minor league affiliate. Here's another one. If Carolina wins the Stanley Cup, does David Ayers get a ring? He should. Maybe a playoff share, something like that. All right, best and worst of the weekend. Fritzy is off today, so, he just sent me his best and worst. So he mustered up enough energy to send his best and worst. Kansas beating Baylor was his best. Worst is the Clippers have lost their third in a row, and they've lost twice to the Sacramento Kings this season. McLovin, best and worst of the weekend.
Best is going to be a guy you brought up, Obi Toppin at Dayton, set the record for the most dunks in a season at Dayton and had this sort of slam dunk contest windmill the other day. He's winning the slam dunk contest next year.
Yeah, he's pretty talented.
I'm not sure if it's best or worst of the weekend. I saw the movie 1917 on Friday, and I don't know if I liked it. It was kind of Saving Private Ryan, just World War One instead of World War Two.
Don't spoil the ending.
It felt like that it was a movie that was more about the movie making of it than it was the actual story.
And it had those cameos from those great English actors like Benedict Cumberbatch and Colin Firth. I was into that. And our guy from Game of Thrones came in at the end. Oh, I can't say anymore.
You can't tell me who it is?
Well, Robb Stark, who died in the famous Red Wedding, he has an appearance that's quite dramatic in 1917.
Okay. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend is this rising star on the Portland Trailblazers. Have you seen him? He put up 32 left.
Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony.
I know. It's nice that he got sort of a victory lap here. I know that it's one of those when somebody says, and even this happened this morning, where somebody said, hey, did you see what Carmelo did last night? And then everybody's like, what? Like, you're not really following him because he's not in New York where he spent most of his career. But he had the game winner and scored, 30 points last night, picking up the win?
I'm not going to say this is necessarily my worst, but it's sort of the most interesting. And it is the continued evolution in the NBA of exactly what is traveling through the body of James Harden.
I know.
Because that, Euro triple step that he did was fascinating. And then not only that does he get away with it, but then he goes down the court doing it, too. Just oh, my gosh. It's wild.
He's rubbing it in your face.
But he's kind of it's all an illusion because you have to watch it back and you're wait a minute, was that three steps or not? I can't really tell. And sometimes, when he's doing the step back, you can fool yourself into thinking it's just two. But that was
Well, you get they have something called a gather step. Come on.
Is that new?
If you watch an NBA game now, if you took somebody from the 70s or 80s and you said, hey, you can get away with that, James Harden, and everybody carries the ball. I remember Iverson and Stockton were the first two that I remember carrying the ball. Ramil Robinson at Michigan, they carried it, and they would call it. And now everybody carries. It's the reason why you break ankles, chances are you're carrying the basketball. All right, Paulie, best and worst.
Best of the weekend. Your XFL St. Louis Battlehawks, Dan. 30,000 they put in that stadium. Yeah. This place is going crazy. Worst of the weekend, if you're an old-school Indiana Hoosiers basketball fan, I know it's been a very long, dry spell, but this headline has to hurt more than just about anything. Indiana Hoosiers upset the Penn State Nittany Lions in basketball. If you're an Indiana Hoosiers fan, you must be pulling your hair out to think, we're upsetting
you
Penn State basketball.
You would have thought that was football.
Yeah.
Indiana upsets Penn State. Oh, really? Football, huh? No basketball. Penn State got 20 wins this year. Caleb in Oregon joins us. Caleb, thanks for holding on. What do you have for me?
Hey, 5'10", 195. I'll start. Worst of the weekend was our gender reveal. We had the gender basketball that you're supposed to dunk and it explodes. I got rim checked.
Wait, do you have video of this?
There is video, yes, unfortunately. But
when you finish, stay on hold. I'd like to get that video. Maybe we'll show it on one of our live look-ins, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And then, obviously, best of the weekend is I will be telling my future son, not only did I dunk that, I did a 360 between the legs.
Of course.
And the crowd went nuts.
All right. You know what? You could just redo it. He'll never know, Caleb.
I can't dunk. I was lucky to get rim.
All right. Well, hold on. And Mario, one of the guys, will get your information. Thanks for the phone call. Richard in New Mexico. Hey, Richard.
Hey, 62180 out of Oklahoma State. Best of the weekend, our Las Cruces, New Mexico State Aggies won WAC regular season title with their victory Saturday night. I believe they're the only ours have the longest unbeaten streak in the nation at 16 games now.
They're tied with Dayton.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and the worst was I got food poisoning.
Food poisoning?
Yeah.
From what?
I haven't really deciphered that yet, but it was not fun.
All right. Well, thank you, Richard. Go back through every meal. Was it that? Was it that? McLovin, final results of the poll question.
Do you want to see a rematch of Fury Wilder? 57% say no.
I'm surprised. What did you learn today?
I learned that people don't want to see a rematch. I think it's because it was kind of a one-sided fight, and they think that Fury would win again.
Yeah. Because you have another heavyweight who is worthy of fighting Tyson Fury.
And also, I learned the Hand Size song, didn't really take off.
No, it didn't. And we tried that in the first hour. Seemed like a good idea at the time. What we learned brought to you by LegalZoom. If you have a small business, you want to be set up for success. Go to LegalZoom.com today. Take care of your business needs. Enter the promo code Patrick in the box at checkout. LegalZoom, where life meets legal. Thanks for joining us. Always fun. Do it again tomorrow here. Dan Patrick Show.
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify. And it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcasts. And joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcasts in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
All right, you guys, this is a very important announcement. I just got to try the new Bud Light Seltzer. Yes, that's right, Bud Light Seltzer. It's not a beer like you might think of when you hear Bud Light. It's a hard seltzer, and it is absolutely delicious. Perfect for if you don't like beer or if you're just in the mood for something new, maybe a little break from the old bottle of wine. So here's the deal. Bud Light Seltzer is 5% alcohol, 100 calories, and less than 1 gram of sugar. It's even gluten-free, so basically, it's your new favorite beverage. It's light, refreshing, with a hint of fruit flavor. I personally love it for when I'm doing a little day drinking, because it feels like you're just drinking a light, delicious beverage. And then you realize it's a little something-something in there. But really, it's great day and night. It's available in mango, black cherry, lemon lime, and my favorite, strawberry. I mean, they're all pretty great, but the strawberry is just out of this world, so I highly recommend giving this flavor a try ASAP. Bud Light Seltzer is unquestionably good. Pick up a variety pack and try it for yourself today.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.